about like maybe a month long hiatus.
It's been a bit. It's been a while.
Welcome back to All Consumed. I don't even think about the name. It's been such a while since we recorded. My podcast and Neil Davies' podcast.
Hello.
Talking about stuff we love. Okay. And I'm Chris Osborne, and I'm sitting here with.
And I'm Neil Davies.
Neil Davies at, what's this place called?
Really? Tamp.
Coffee.
Yeah,
we've just on Devonshire Road in Chiswick.
Yeah.
And it's a very good coffee shop.
It's a very good coffee shop. Opposite a very good ice cream place or gelato place. We'll talk about in a sec.
Yeah.
And two doors down from the pizza place that actually brought us here.
So yes.
It's what a little gem of a street.
Yeah, yeah. And Napoli on the Road.
Yep.
That is what brought us here to Chiswick this fine afternoon, where I'm glad you made a reservation because it is a very popular
crazy
pizza
busy
place.
Yeah.
According to... what is the top 50 pizzas around the world list thing? It is the best pizzeria in Europe outside of Italy.
Wow.
It's certainly one of the best pizzas I've had in London.
Yeah, for sure.
I would, for sure. And I traveled across London to eat here today, and I would do that again. That was very, very good meal. What did
really,
you think?
Really good. Yeah, again, it was lovely. It was interesting trying to have one, which is like a 24-hour ragu and kind of grated palms and stuff.
Ricordi di Infantasia.
Nice for the boy.
Right, memories of the fantasy.
Childhood. Memories of childhood, presumably, is it? Mm. I assume.
Childhood memories.
So I guess, 24-hour ago, I guess, are the basis of so much Italian cuisine.
I can tell you what was on it.
The whole nonna cooking thing. But again, at your suggestion, and the thing I realized not that long ago, was that margarita is the benchmark, is the thing to really try.
And the margarita was fantastic.
Margarita was absolutely super.
Nice gummy bread crust, you know, just the right kind of chewy amount of cheese, soupy and warm, sauce. It was great.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Sat down to eat and commented, this could be a very dangerous afternoon because I wanted everything on the menu. I was in the mood to eat everything on the menu. And then, split two pizzas, and I'm absolutely as I could possibly be. I could not face another.
But as thing content as you could possibly be still meant having an ice cream.
No, I was always running for gelato. Separate stomach.
So we were planning to go around the corner where we knew there's a perfectly great gelato place, but we saw there was one right across the street, so we investigated. And I'm glad we decided to try it. It was amazing. So the place is called Ducci. And I was expecting something good, and I had something amazing. The house signature flavor was like ricotta with little bits of
some chocolate chip and some orange, and
and that was amazing. I had a blood orange sorbet that was amazing.
Yeah, I had the banoffee, which was super, and pistachio again. Talking about benchmark flavors, good pistachio is always the thing you're looking for, and that was absolutely spot on. And again, every few mouthfuls found, there was a little bit of pistachio nut lurking in there, which was which either means their blender's not great, or they just sprinkle them in there just to prove it's genuinely pistachio. But it was delicious.
And the thing is, we probably only walked about 10 steps in between these two places.
Quite justified.
So Devonshire Road, I mean, I think we're seated right next to a Michelin star restaurant, another place down the street. Round the corner on is that the High Street? I don't know, like the sort of main drag of Chiswick. I know there's there used to be a really quality bakery and some other great places. So it's just good to eat around here.
Yeah.
It's a nice day out too.
Yeah, it's a lovely day.
This coffee I'm having a nice iced coffee here at Tamp. And that is surprisingly good as well.
Yeah. It's some
high quality.
Yeah, no wonder property in Chiswick is the price it is. But but as you say, it's been a good month since we recorded, and I think it was a good month, he says in a classic Radio 2 style. Good month for both of us.
I've had fun since I last saw you. I've traveled a little bit, some for work, some for play, and one particular trip for play I took that I would love to talk about is my visit to Crete.
Indeed.
And I don't know if I've said it recording this podcast, but I know I've told you I had very high expectations. The one other time I've been to Greece, every time I liked something, people were saying, you got to go to Crete. you know. So in fact, they were saying, "Oh, that's from Crete, or it's better in Crete."
Yeah.
And I think that one's good. Right.
You should see the one they've got in. Yeah.
It it lives up to the reputation, the high expectations I had. Stayed in Rethymnon, which is a little seaside town on the north shore with a little Venetian harbor. And it was a great base to sort of travel. I was there with my partner, and she and I did little road trips most days and just had a great time.
Yeah.
A few things I would love to mention. The town of Hania, a very big Venetian harbor there, a very beautiful little town, and I ate so great there. Particularly this one restaurant called Antichristo, which I don't think what it sounds like, what it means, but I had the best lamb, maybe best lamb I've ever had. I don't know. It was up there.
I assume anti probably before, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. As opposed to against.
Incredibly good lamb there. Everything, you know, like we had this cold cucumber soup, kind of like a gazpacho without the tomato. That was really amazing. Nice. A plate of beans with fresh herbs and leeks roasted. Just incredible. Really good.
I don't know if it's still the case. I think it is. Certainly in bits of Greece, restaurant prices and taverna prices used to be monitored and controlled by the police.
Oh, okay.
Which is why they're always kind of at a certain level. Yeah. So I don't think you're allowed to charge tourists or anyone more than like a euro for water.
Yeah.
They've been really, really.
I definitely paid more than a euro for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
That place. But everything was reasonable.
Yeah.
And this place, Antichristo, no secret. It's a very well-known place. I was doing research, found it, and decided I really wanted to visit it. Most of the meals I had there, though, is just wherever we happen to be, and mostly reasonable. I went to a lot of tavernas, reasonably priced, and every meal I had was really great. My partner's vegan. She had no problems finding whatever it was that would be satisfactory for her. It's really good, fresh food, simple, but tasty. You know, a lot of stuff is grown on Crete or just tastes a little better in Crete.
Yeah. I've just gestured to it with my thumb. It doesn't really come across on the podcast. So back to Napoli on the road. It's the margarita. It was simple and pure. Yeah. I mean, there's...
Four or five
what are we looking at? Yeah, so it's natural yeast and flour and water in the base. Tomatoes, I guess salt, maybe a little garlic, and a little basil and some mozzarella.
And fior de latte.
Yeah, fior de latte. Cheese, yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Simple, pure, clear.
Quantity and then just how long you bake it, at what temperature. Everything like that.
Yeah, the seasoning,
can make
everything.
A big difference,
simple
thing, but wonderful.
It's something. There's a lot to be said for that. And funny enough, it's something I picked up on the last few weeks. I was in. So since we've last spoken, I was in California for various kind of work things for about 3.5 weeks all told, which was quite a long trip, but really nice and varied. Was in LA, down in Palm Springs, back to LA. A wonderful little place with Morro Bay on the central coast, and then went up to do some stuff around Napa and Sonoma for a couple of days, back down to LA. First meal in LA, went to Coles, one of the two places that claims to have invented the French dip.
All right.
So both tell exactly the same story. Both are within about a mile of each other. The whole thing of, so it's the beef sandwich, and they had a customer with no teeth. And in order for them to be able to eat this thing, they had to serve it au jus, so with a bowl of, gravy, you dunked it in, so you could eat it without teeth. Both tell the same story. Both claim to have originated this thing. Coles has the advantage of a really good bar called The Varnish, kind of lurking. And they say, used to say it was a secret bar, but there's, a door at the back, and it's... People go through it and don't come back out. So you think it's fairly obvious where the secret bar may be. Popped in there. And then the last couple of meals, staying with a friend in LA, and we went and did some old school stuff. Went to a fantastic place called Chili John's, which is up in Burbank.
Yeah.
He's driven past it any number of times, but never been. So I said, so we made this little pilgrimage to Chili John's. And it was fabulous. It was they do chili. They do...
John's?
They do, yeah. They do. So as a strong chili, there was a mild chili. There was
strong
a vegan
John,
one.
A mild John.
There's a vegan one and a chicken one. And they do make their own hot dogs on site. They're doing their own burgers, but it's mostly like bowl of chili. You choose cheese or onions or whatever you
can
want
you
to
get
add to
saltine
it.
Saltine crackers.
Yes.
For, oh, very
yeah.
Good.
Well, they got the oyster crackers. So yeah.
Oyster crackers.
Yeah, yeah. Better, huh? So some of those. Really simple. So various people have been doing this thing, are running this place for 124 years. Just great. I mean, it reminded me of the Ben's Chili Bowl in DC, which
yes.
I know you've been to
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Place,
about it, yeah.
Which was again fantastic. Chili, hot dogs, very simple menu. They've obviously had to backtrack because they had a big Bill Cosby mural on the wall outdoors, which was a little unfortunate.
Awkward.
Yeah. Little orcs. So yeah, happily, Chili John's didn't have that problem. But wonderful old school. If you look at my Instagram, there's a photo of the interior of the diner. Apparently it's been used as in TV shows, it's been used in lots of movies. Talking to the owner, and she was saying, "No, we want to repaint. We want to do some stuff, but yeah, the core of the building is just going to stay the same. So it just needs to be a little tidied up." Endless, boundless charm in this place, just because it is a little bit grubby, and the food was absolutely superb. I also went to on the way down to LA, stopped at a place called the Saugus Cafe in Santa Clarita, proper old Saugus, S-A-U-G-U-S.
Oh.
Really old school. It might as well have been the Sawdust Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Again, proper old school diner. Looked like something out of opening scene of Pulp Fiction. Lots of vinyl banquettes and stuff, patty melts and such like on the menu. Just good. Just really, really decent, stupid value. The sort of thing that you always hope you're going to find in America and so rarely,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, simple food, simple pleasures. It's all about the...
Okay.
Been a bit of a theme.
Well, speaking of charming and simple and food, simple pleasures...
Oh, thank you very much.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention one other restaurant I visited, a tavern I visited in Crete, in a little village called Sicro. Up on the Licini Plateau, and it was the only place open around the time we stopped and started considering lunch. It's called Dionysus Family Tavern, and no one's around. They're open, nothing else is open, no one's in the restaurant, but the guy that comes and takes us to our seat hands us some menus. He says, "I'll go ahead and tell you now, though. Mama made the moussaka today." I was like, "I'll have the moussaka." And I've had moussaka before. I've liked moussaka before. I've craved it and bought it before. This was a different experience. The texture, the flavor, just everything about it, the mouthfeel, it was really, really phenomenally incredible. I had no idea moussaka could be that.
It's the magic word, though. So, yeah, somebody in the restaurant says, yeah. Yeah, the Greek the Greek mother made it, or the Italian nonna, or whatever it is. You just know.
Yeah.
There's a level that's going to come in that you just don't
really
get.
Nice. It was made with love.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I know it's such a cliche, but I don't know what it is, whether it's a patience thing. I know friends who've asked, like, grandparents to, like, write recipes down, or can we film you doing this? And I'm like, no, everyone knows the recipe, but they don't, because yours tastes so much better than everybody else's. And trying to work out what it is and why that's the case.
I had my mom give me a recipe once for something she made that I loved, and she was like, "Mix it until it's sloppy," and then, you know, and like just also like, "Well, how much?" It's like, "I don't know." Like,
you know what it looks like. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's that way. They come with those instructions, and they're indefinable. Yeah, stir it until it's ready.
Exactly. Yeah, anyway, so Dionysus in Sicro on the island of Crete. Have the moussaka, or have whatever mom's making that day. All right, you're good. And just, if we're talking about great food, more local, and more my neck of the woods over in Layton, this restaurant called Vernt. Definitely not a secret. Fairly well known. I've been trying to get to it since I've smelled it from the train. Barbecue restaurant near Leighton Midland Station. Mm-hmm. And it's lives up to the hype. There's a lot of hype around this place.
There has been an awful lot of hype.
It lives up to it.
It's been on my list for a long time. There seems to be like that stretch of town seems to have come as about four or five places that seem to have sprung up with really unusual opening times.
That's why it's taking me so long to get over there, because they're only open Wednesday to Sunday from 5 p.m. on. Yeah. And it's like not even a 10-minute bike ride from my flat, but it's just, I have not been able to get there until recently. And I went back within 2 days of my first visit, or maybe 3 days of my first visit. And I'm certainly planning to go again. So barbecue, kind of, it's got like sort of a Texas kind of feel to it. It's worth noting it is halal, so you're not going to get any pork, but the brisket, proper, any Texan would think that's all right. The lamb was phenomenal. Everything I tried there was really good. I'd recommend going with a group so you can sample a little bit of everything. You can get like a sandwich or a burger or whatever, but you can also order, by the portion or the gram. And I really liked it, man.
Yeah, it's been on the list for a while. So there's like four or five places that have sort of sprung up in very random bits of town. And there's a little cluster over there. And again, there's that sense of, is it just Instagram sensation? Is it genuinely?
Yeah, I mean, I was, I went in critical, wondering if it was going to be good.
Well, I always trust your judgment, given your background and heritage.
I've written a lot about barbecue, but I'm really excited that it's near me, and I'd love to take you there, actually.
We'll put a posse together, and we'll go and do that. As I say, it's been on the list for a long, long time. But it's nice. I mean, today has proven that it's nice making these little... Yes, but it was for you on the tube. It was about an hour for me to get from North London to here. Yeah,
roughly that.
And actually, it's kind of... It's no distance at all, really. And this street alone is absolutely worth that sort of pilgrimage. And actually, he said... I've driven further. I've flown further to go and eat in places.
Yeah.
And there's random bits of London just to go, I don't know if I can face it. And actually, every time I do make that little extra effort, it's always worthwhile.
Well, yeah, Napoli on the road, definitely it was worth the effort. And I would come back just to eat there. Across the street, Ducci, Gelato and More. I'm now wondering if that's the best gelato I've had in London.
Seriously good.
Everywhere I'm thinking that compares to it is not in London, and mostly in Italy. This place here, a tap.
That's a really good coffee
place. Yeah.
Interesting. But it's funny, shoehorning in another Radio 2 star. The other joy that's happened to me this week has been, I had some friends over from Philadelphia. They're here today and tomorrow. The Phillies and the Mets are playing at the London Stadium. Hoping to go over to the game tomorrow myself. I did a trip to Phillies 2 years ago now, remarkably, and rather brilliantly. So if you're on press trips, as I often am, you will often find you'll have one representative who kind of looks after you and takes you and any other journalists that happen to be there at the time to the things they feel you should go and see. Philadelphia's Convention and Visitors Bureau set up in a slightly different way that they took various people from their office, whether they were normally media facing or not. It was various people that took me around their own neighborhoods. So in terms of, it wasn't the kind of this is the tourist offering, this is the sanitized thing, this is what everyone comes to do. It was people who live in particular neighborhoods showing me the things they really like in their neighborhoods. And it was brilliant. And the first day I got there, my flight was slightly delayed. Got into the city about 30 minutes before I was due to do this food tour. Just enough time to sort of checked in, grabbed a shower, down to the lobby, met this couple, Alyssa and Mike. Mike has a fantastic Philadelphia Instagram feed, uh-huh. emphasis on feed, called Pancakes and Protein Shakes.
Very nice.
And they showed me around, and what was meant to be like a 4 or 5 hour sort of food tour, starting at 2 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we kind of wound down the final thing. And so I was like, or could we just go and do one more? And it was just brilliant. It was kind of proper brother from another mother, sister from another mister moment. Anyway, so they're in Philly. So they're from Philly, and they're in London this week. And I got to return the finger. So I got to show them around Borough yesterday morning.
Very nice.
And we went for a little sort of wander around the city. They were with a couple of other friends. There's Jess and Regis. Took them out. So we wandered through the city. We wandered across Tower of London. And so I think the parallel to coming here or making a particular journey to a bit of London, playing tourist in your own town is really bloody nice.
Yeah.
It really, and it kind of, I don't know, I wasn't, yeah, if a man who's tired of London, who's tired of life, it wasn't quite at that level, but there was a little bit of me that's been a little bit.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and a bit down on London, and it just feels like such an effort to try and keep up with new openings or kind of keep up. It's a young man's game, this eating. I feel like it wasn't. Just felt there wasn't many things that were kind of opening that really filled me with joy or instilled excitement. Seemed to be an awful lot of very, very samey things again, just opening.
Okay.
And it's, but came home yesterday absolutely shattered, whatever, 20-something thousand steps later. Just, what a great city. Bloody brilliant city. It is. And just to walk across Tower Bridge or be in the shadow of Tower Bridge and looking back up, you never do this. When it's there and on tap, you don't do it. You make a special journey somewhere and you're going to tick off all the landmarks.
Yeah, my day job takes me all over town, and usually in not necessarily panoramic settings, mm-hmm. but I was recently I had to go to this office in the city, and they set me up in the penthouse. It felt like the penthouse to me, sort of like this huge boardroom with these sweeping views over London. I mean, the kind of view you might pay for at the Shard or something like that. And I'm just looking around, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the Oxford Tower, and that's the
yeah.
And I was like, I was loving it, and I love the bend of the river here, and I get that a lot when I ride my bike.
Yeah.
Once it starts getting warm, I'll get up and ride my bike. And like recently, I've been even leaving the house early and just kind of getting lost on my way to work, and just realizing or like finding like never knew this street here was before.
Yeah, yeah.
Was before, and it and like little corners and things like that. It's especially interesting around East London. Just never know what you're gonna stumble upon. It's usually good indeed. And safe.
Yeah, there's little random bits of architecture or things that you don't. Things that you, I know, we're very good at kind of, I mean, particularly now, people kind of walking around face in their phones and not looking up.
Oh, yeah.
Long realise on any given street in London, if you walk along and look above the doorways, the architecture as a whole in some places is incredible. There's almost always like some beautiful old cinema building that's now, I know, an estate agent and a pub and something else. Once you get above a certain eye line, London really opens up. I think you have to just put the phones down, have a little, go and explore.
That's true.
Because it was so cool. And even detouring down to like the South Bank and the little South Bank food market that's there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Some really good, really interesting food stalls down there that you don't see anywhere else these days. And then looping up back up to Seven Dials Market, which has a reasonable churn of kind of street food traders and stuff. Hadn't realised Mother Flipper, the brilliant South London great, Mother Flipper. They have a place in Covent Garden. They're in the Seven Dials Market right now. And it's, maybe, I don't know, just, I feel a little rebooted, which is nice.
Well, you look rebooted. Wonderful.
Doesn't happen often. And it's, it was good. That was really good, man.
That sounds like a nice positive note to end on.
It does. I know, I know it's rare for me to end on or sound any sort of positive note.
Oh.
But no, it feels it feels good at the moment. It was a really nice day. Kind of, it was good for the soul. And I think it's nice. Got to appreciate those moments, I think. And also, it was lovely people that you absolutely connect with on an utterly random meeting 2 years ago. It's really nice to actually kind of forge those connections and keep those things going. And you're like, I think, I don't know about you, I get to a certain point and you meet people and you get on with them and then it's like, yeah, but I've got enough friends. I'm 56. I don't know. I can only hold so many in my memory.
Yeah.
So if I make a new friend, probably got to get rid of an old one. And actually, no, you don't, obviously. And this was, it was a really nice acknowledgement of really good things can happen at any time.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. When you,
Oh, that's a really nice note too.
I know. It's really odd coming from a grumpy old snob.
Wow. What, any other?
I know. I get told it a lot, justifiably. And we won't go into. Yeah, we're not going to get into politics. I definitely discover the grumpy old sob side of me. But yeah, it's been a really. It was a lovely 24 hours. It's been a lovely 48 hours. So it's all good.
Well, I'm glad I got to spend some of it with you, Neil.
Yeah, I think this is going to be kind of riding the wave.
Yeah,
riding the wave of joy. We'll come to a crashing end at some point tomorrow.
But, well, before it does.
Yeah.
Why don't we end on a good note? And in the podcast, I think I hear The Year Was Strange.
Yeah, here it comes.
Coming in the background there.
Somewhere underneath us, as ever.
Yeah. If you want to look at stuff, more about my experience with Crete, look up my Instagram.
It was a wonderful thread. Yeah. Your stuff, all that.
And I'll probably have photos from places we've been today, and Burn as well coming up soon.
Excellent.
So there you go. Anything you want to
plug? Yeah, you can always find me Dine Hard on Instagram mostly these days. So yeah, there's always foodie things going on in there. As I say, there'll be some lovely pizza porn and gelato porn going up fairly shortly.
Yay!
But yeah.
All right, wonderful. Thanks, Neil.
Cheers, man.